From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The embattled Environmental Protection Agency chief Scott Pruitt has resigned. President Trump tweeted Thursday that he had accepted Pruitt's resignation. The president made no mention of the numerous scandals and alleged ethics violations in which Pruitt has been embroiled. British officials are trying to unravel how two Britons have been exposed to the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say specialists have now determined that the Amesbury duo were poisoned by the same lethal toxin developed in the Soviet Union that almost killed a former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in March in Salisbury. What remains unclear, though, is if the new victims were intentionally targeted. However, they remain critically ill in hospital. Another puzzle for the probe is determining if there's a link between the Skripal case and the new one, and whether the nerve agent came from the same batch that left the Skripals fighting for their lives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British police said Thursday that the couple handled a contaminated item. Syrian and Russian military forces have launched a series of airstrikes, and Syrian government troops carried out ground attacks on rebel-held areas near the border with Jordan. China is warning that it will retaliate strongly and instantly to U.S. tariffs set to go into effect Friday on $34 billion worth of Chinese-made goods. President Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs on more than 800 Chinese products at 1 minute after midnight Friday, Washington time. A foreign ministry spokesman said China will not bow down to the threats. This is VOA News. More rain is in the forecast in Thailand as rescuers try to figure out how to get out those 12 young soccer players and their coach trapped in a flooded cave. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A diver involved in the effort says the idea of the boys swimming out with special diving equipment isn't crazy.
We don't need to train them to be a scuba diver, right? We just need to train them to know how to use the equipment.
Diver Ruin Grit Chang Kwan Yuen says one idea he doesn't like, though, is waiting until the flooding subsides. That could take months in Thailand's rainy season.
I truly don't think that is a viable option.
He says Thailand's Navy SEALs are with the boys, so they'll be okay.
The SEAL team is going to be in there all the way through. They're not going to leave them behind.
He was on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
The forecast of rain on Friday has the rescuers in what they call a race against the water. Kenyan police have charged two managers of a private farm where a dam burst due to seasonal rains with manslaughter. A village was flooded. 47 people were killed. The farm is in Nakuru County in Kenya's Rift Valley. Police say the dam was substandard. A UN report warns that prospects for peace in Ukraine are dimming as fighting in the Russian-backed, rebel-controlled eastern part of the country intensifies. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where an update on the situation was presented to the UN Human Rights Council this week.
The Deputy High Commissioner of Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, says the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine has documented human rights violations against 252 people.
These violations and abuses included deprivation of liberty, enforced disappearance, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, denial of fair trial rights, attacks on fundamental freedoms, and violations of economic and social rights.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A court in Moscow has fined Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, after ruling that it had failed to comply with a Russian law that regulates media outlets branded by the government as foreign agents. The court ordered the broadcaster to pay $1,600. Violations of the foreign agent law could trigger criminal charges against RFERL and its staff in Russia and threaten its operations in the country. The ruling comes 8 months after the Justice Ministry labeled as foreign agents RFERL and the Voice of America. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.